Hello, everybody. This is Annette, the creator of the Digital Vibe Network. Question: do you need some inspiration? How about some stories? Like stories? How about both? That is what the Digital Vibe Network is all about. It's about shows that will inspire you through stories. These are true stories, because it is my story, and it can be your story too. It's designed to inspire you, to get you to look at yourself and see yourself in the story. And that is what the Digital Vibe podcast is all about. It is a storytelling podcast with a twist on inspiration. So I hope that you enjoy the show and invite your friends, because this is a podcast that truly is unlike any other. And each and every week, something special. Visit my website at www.thedigitalvibe.com for more. Thank you for listening. The leadership episode on the Digital Vibe Podcast. In leadership, purpose is the center of your passion. Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Leadership is inspirational and motivational, and by its very nature is a movement in motion that is not seen with the human eye. It is by nature faith in motion. It is unfolding. The trouble with most leadership is that it does not evoke passion, which delves into the deeper levels of one's own humanity. Authentic leadership should come from the inside out and not the outside in. Defining oneself by outside influences is, by definition, an adverse reaction to one's own humanity. In other words, a fake. Most authentic leaders who are true to themselves are inward first, than outward in their actions. If you were to assess today's leaders, you would find this to be untrue. Accomplishments and achievements take on greater meaning and significance when it is authentic and real. If you were to look at the goals and aspiration of most leaders, you would find that all are motivated by some purpose, whether it's good or bad. The differentiation between the two comes by way of intention. It is the intention that sets the tone for any outcome or goal to be achieved. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. This epic speech by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. was and still is his reality because it is his legacy. He never said that I have a goal. No, I have a dream. Dreams are what keeps us motivated and alive with passion and purpose in tow. We carry these dreams with us from sunup to sundown and all that's in between. It literally becomes the food we eat, drink, and go to bed with each and every day. It is our livelihood, our humanity. Dreams are not to be confused with aspirations. Aspirations, which can become achievements, are only fueled by the dream that it inspires. Having goals are the take action part of any endeavor, but it is the dream that precedes and fuels those goals into becoming a reality. It is the reason why any visionary, entrepreneur, and leader does what he or she does, and does it in a way that motivates, inspires, and educates humankind. If you are a thought leader in your business or industry, and you are in the position to speak to a highly engaged audience who have come to listen to you and learn from you, your ability to impact those listeners is solely dependent on your personal growth. It is your ability to improve yourself that will be the measure of how successful you are, and whether or not you are able to impact your audience to do what you want them to do. Again, The measure to which you are able to resonate with your audience is measured by your own ability to tap into their thoughts and beliefs in such a way that they are willing to listen to you again and again. This is an art and a skill that many leaders are not able to achieve. You may wonder, what does it take to become a leader or an effective leader? As I said before, you're only as effective as the leader you want to become by transforming yourself into becoming a leader worth following. Not every leader is a true leader, and not every leader is worth following. The influence that a leader has on his people or organization can be its greatest joy or its worst nightmare. Never underestimate the power of influence that you or any leader has. In the age of influential people, we are inundated with so many so-called leaders that we go in directions that we could never have imagined. We choose based on likes and their sphere of their social media influence. We have seen time and time again organizations which failed leadership, and it takes its followers down the drain with them. Who can you trust? You. The most common way people give up the power is by thinking they don't have any. Alice Walker. Your greatest weapon as a leader is to become highly engaged with yourself. The truth of the matter is, the more you rely and are influenced by outside forces, the more the distance between what is truly you and who you are supposed to become. It is no wonder most leaders who should be are not. They are not willing to do the work of inside out and become a leader worth following. They're not willing to put in the time and effort it takes to become a better version of themselves. In other words, in order to understand any individual, you must first understand yourself. Because it is you who ultimately has the responsibility of the followers who have decided to sacrifice their time and money to become a part of your vision, mission, and goal. Understand the people who are entrusting you with their hopes, dreams, and aspirations. Understand that they too have dreams and they are looking to you for advice and guidance. Understand that they are just as human as you are and that they deserve to have a leader that is willing and should look at him or herself and become a better individual. Dreams are not fantasies. Dreams are passionate, moving, emotional, and yes, very real. You are responsible for the leader you become. Before I close this podcast, I'd like to say this. It's one thing to truly have this desire to become better. It's one thing to actually say, okay, I want to become better in my life. But it's totally another thing to actually take the action necessary to become one. So I find it so interesting with people when they say they want to become better and they don't do the things that they need to become better. And adversely, I find people that who are not, you know, want to become better, find themselves in situations where they don't think that they need to become a better person. I think the only way that this world evolves is by people becoming better and improving themselves. It only becomes a better world, a better place, because it's people have chosen to become better versions of themselves. So that's what it's really all about, is becoming a better version of yourself in a world that is so, what can I say? In a world that is so overshadowed by those things that make this world not a better place. So if you're one of those people who want to improve yourself, I always invite you to listen to my podcast, but I do also invite you to check out my course. It is my self-improvement and self-development course, the Wealth Building Series, and it's a transformative course. So if you want to make your world a better place and the world a better place, then I encourage you to purchase that course. And as a matter of fact, it's 70% off. And so you can get it right now, 70% off. So, you know, these are things that I think about as a personal leader in my life, going through the things I go through, I want to make sure that I'm impacting my world, and I want to make sure that I'm impacting the world for good. I want to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do personally and professionally in my life so I can become a better version of myself, as well as be able to give back, which is what I'm doing now. So it's an ongoing thing. And I hope that you are encouraged in listening to this podcast, and you choose to do the same. Thank you for listening.